Ring TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, December 5th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. You know, Lisa, we always look forward to Friday to get into the week and have a couple days off for the show. But I even look forward more to Monday to get back here in front of the camera. And just there's so many things going on in this alternative media that what we want to do today is we want to devote this show to everybody out there, to all you guys. Because this round of applause is for all you're doing, specifically in two areas. First of all, more and more people are getting it, and that they're seeing how many people in this patriot movement are in it for only one reason, to suck money out of each and every one of you. And the second reason is that people more and more and more are becoming active.
Yeah, and what's great is that more and more professionals are becoming active and speaking out and speaking up and sharing this information. And we applaud you because we think that it's very important to get people in professional circles hip to what's going on and out there and active and spreading the truth.
Right, that's infiltrating the system. And there's not a day that goes by, not a day ever that goes by, that we don't talk to somebody out in the world out there about 9/11, the New World Order, what's going on in the government. And you have to ask yourself, if you're not doing the same thing, if you're not becoming active and talking to people every single day, then what's your purpose? Then what are you doing? So that's why we get so many emails from people, as you're going to see during this show, about what they're doing and their techniques to get the word out more. But the first thing we have to start off with is a big news that I think it came out last Friday, didn't it? Carl Schwartz, who we've received more inquiries from people asking us, what do you think about Carl Schwartz? Is he on the up and up? Is he a schmuck, whatever? Well, as many of you know, he announced he was going to run for president, right?
Right, in the 2008 election. Now, Carl Schwartz, I guess, was going to run to oppose the Republican-Democrat monopoly on presidential candidates.
Which is a great idea.
And a lot of people had concerns and questions about whether he's for real or not. And why don't we have Carl on our show? And we have had him on our show once.
Yep. And what happened was on Friday, Lisa got an email or something from a group member that said that he had dropped his presidential bid. And she said, well, maybe he doesn't want to put up with the crap anymore. And before we even read the details, I said, no.
Yeah.
This has to all do with money. Well, as you'll see, it does. Because when Schwartz first appeared on the scene, he presented himself as kind of like this high-rolling international businessman that had political ties all over the world, right?
Right, but we started hearing things from people within the alternative media that kind of made us have questions about Mr. Schwartz, too.
Yeah.
And it all surrounded around his company, Patmos Technology, Nanotechnology or something like that.
Right. And what we did really was have a wait-and-see attitude. That's what we told people. We had Schwartz on our show once, and we said, why don't we just wait and see? Well, the way I perceived this is that Schwartz was on the outside looking in, and he said, you know what? There's a lot of people in this alternative media patriot movement that are making a killing. They're sucking tons of money out of people. There's Alex Jones, GCN, Dave Von Kleist. And the way I perceive, this is my opinion, he thought, well, you know what? Maybe I can go in there and cash in,
and
too.
And remember, he raised some eyebrows because he appeared literally out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And suddenly, he was everywhere.
Yeah.
And when somebody appears out of nowhere and is suddenly all over the internet and doing all kinds of interviews and in all kinds of internet discussion forums, suddenly, like that.
Yeah.
You have to start wondering, what's this person's agenda? Where did they come from? What do they want?
Yeah. So the way I see things is he had a two-prong approach to cash in. First of all, he was going to release a huge book, 600 and some pages. And the second thing was he was going to declare his candidacy for the presidency and raise lots of money in political contributions.
Uh-huh.
Did this pan out for him, though?
Apparently not, since in his letter that he sent around on Friday, he said he'd only been able to raise $260 in donations, and that's not going to get you around the block, let alone into some kind of presidential election.
In addition, his book flopped. Now, he never sent us a review copy or anything like that, but from what I've heard from people who have at least tried to read the book, was they said it was horribly, horribly written, and his explanation...
And overpriced.
Yeah, and overpriced. And plus, it's 600 and some pages. People don't want to read, by and large, 600
plus... Who has the time?
Yeah.
To read a 600 and some odd page book. In the busy world we live in, people holding multiple jobs with families, we're lucky that people watch a 30-minute internet show every day, and we thank you all for doing so.
Yeah, but I told Lisa while I was reading his 20-page explanation why he dropped out, I said, if his book, or if this explanation is any indicator of his book, it's unreadable. I said it was just so horribly written. So anyway, the book flops. He only raises $260 for his campaign. And the best part is that two or three years ago, Lisa, I think a whole lot more people would have fallen for Carl Schwartz. Do you think so?
Yeah. Well, he was very accessible back when he first came out, and we were able to get the interview with him. But after some 9/11 researchers started digging into Carl Schwartz, and his past,
and
his company,
questions.
And asking some hard questions, and sent those around, their findings around the internet, Carl Schwartz became much less accessible, and he didn't respond to subsequent inquiries from us asking for an interview, a second interview. We haven't heard back from him, and we don't know why.
Right, and we said this would be a perfect opportunity because instead of these other members of the quote-unquote alternative media that are really nothing more than a containment operation, I said if Schwartz is for real, he ought to come on Wing TV and sit down here and let's duke it out. Let's see what's for real about this.
Now, a lot of you may remember Schwartz because he was promoting this galvanized corrosion angle regarding the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Basically trying to make like it was due to galvanized corrosion or galvanic corrosion that the towers fell. And Victor asked him straight out on our show, if no planes had hit the towers that day and the towers... You know, none of this stuff the government says supposedly happened.
But what
the towers have fallen due to galvanic corrosion on September 11th. And he said no. And that right there shut him up about galvanic corrosion.
Yeah, because there were people, a lot of good 9/11 researchers spending tons and tons of time on this galvanic corrosion. What he said was that the towers were weakened because of corrosion from the salt water that was near the ocean and so forth. And so I said, Carl, are you trying to tell me that if the planes wouldn't have been hit that morning, if there wasn't a controlled demolition on the morning of 9/11, these towers still would have fallen like that due to galvanic corrosion?
See, we always raise an eyebrow about people who want to promote and push peripheral issues and theories. And this galvanic corrosion crap, that's all it was. It was crap. It was something to divert attention away from the controlled demolition.
And as Lisa said, we didn't hear another word ever about galvanic corrosion after that interview on Wing TV. So anyway, to tie this up, Schwartz not only bowed out of the race, but then he took a ton of shots at people in the alternative media. Some justified, some not justified. But who he tore into was Kyle Hence, justified for sure.
Yeah.
He said these supposed leaders of the 9/11 movement are a joke, which they are. Another thing he brought up was Alex Jones. And he said on three different occasions...
Three different times.
In this report, three different times, he talked either about Alex Jones doing the hiring at GCN, or he even said one time, he said something about at Alex Jones' station at GCN.
He made reference to Alex Jones' Genesis Communications.
Yeah.
Now,
Ted Anderson.
Who runs Genesis Communications? Is it Ted Anderson?
Right.
Or is it Alex Jones? If you read Carl Schwartz's piece, you'd think Alex Jones runs Genesis.
And I think this is something that needs to be answered. Because I've heard Alex on a show before say, oh, no, I don't do any of the hiring, I don't do any of the firing.
He seemed to be kissing up to Alex in that, but he didn't have much good to say about a lot of other people.
Well, he did take a good pot shot at Paul Joseph Watson, who is Alex Jones' lapdog, saying that basically him and GCN used his video without giving Schwartz credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he did take a shot. But the one thing with Jones is that we've heard specifically from a GCN host, who we won't name, but he said that if they even found out that he was talking to us, Alex Jones would have him fired from the network. So who's running the show at GCN? Is it Ted Anderson or is it Alex Jones? I think inquiring minds need some answers to this question.
He also made a comment that sales of his book have been keeping RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, alive. That was his word, alive. Yeah. And I'm sure that didn't play well over there with John Stadtmiller and his crew.
Yeah, and I don't know how much of that is true. But the other people he took pot shots at were Daryl Smith, Fenton Dunce, Eric Hufschmidt.
Nico Haupt and Webb Ferry.
Right. Well, the shots against Nico and Hufschmidt were totally off base. And he even took a shot at Dave Von Kleist, saying that his 9/11 in plain sight didn't live up to expectations and had a lot of problems in it. So, and we're going to get to that in a minute. So that's the story with Carl Schwartz. Very interesting, huh?
Yes, we won't be seeing him running as a third party or an independent candidate for the 2008 election.
Right. Also, Lisa told me over the weekend that last Friday, Jeffrey Bennett on RBN
announced that he's not going to be doing his radio show in the RBN time slot. I think he was on at 7 p.m. Yeah. And apparently another party has come in and paid for 3 months in advance of airtime. So they're booting out Bennett out of that time slot. And this new entity, whoever they are, is going to be going in there. And he doesn't know if he's going to be doing any more radio on RBN or in any other time slot there. So, very interesting. No reason was given.
Right. And here's the catch, is that for 7 years, as we wrote, or as Lisa wrote in her article, for 7 years, Jeffrey Bennett badmouthed Stadtmiller at every turn. He was this, he was that, he was the most untrustworthy person in the Patriot movement. But then all of a sudden, they're best friends. And what do they want? They want you to send them their money to buy their gold. Now, how are you supposed to trust somebody who for 7 years said his business partner is the biggest schmuck around? Well, people wised up, and they're not suckers anymore. The whole thing went belly up, and that's why we're commending you, because you're not falling for it anymore.
You're not falling for it, and the fallout from that article that I wrote and the subsequent one Victor wrote has been pretty tremendous from what we hear from some other radio show hosts within the alternative media.
Yeah.
So it didn't look like the new business setup they were trying to get going really needed that exposure, that kind of exposure. But
They just thought they'd pull the wool over everybody's
eyes.
They
would have continued to get away with it, too.
Yeah, so we can't commend you more. Now, real quickly, this Wednesday and Thursday, there's going to be a 9/11 conference in Tampa, Florida.
Right.
We're hoping to get reports down there from Patriot Jim Cujuan, maybe even Visigoth. Right. One of the speakers is Dave Von Kleist. And on the Wing TV homepage, you'll see the lead article. It's called Dave Von Kleist, Dump the Pods. And what we're basically saying is, even though he's done some good research on the Pentagon, the lack of Flight 77 there, we have to get beyond the pods, don't we?
We better get beyond the pods, or we're not going to get anywhere. Dave, forget the pods.
Yeah.
Drop the pods.
Basically, what we're saying is that there's going to be a lot of newcomers to this field. They're going to attend this rally, hopefully, or this convention. And why are we still talking about junk science? Why are we talking about peripheral issues? And as we've said, we don't care if there were elephants strapped to the bottom of those airplanes. They didn't bring them down. It was controlled demolition. So why are we talking about this fringe stuff when we can talk about the crux issue? Read what Professor Jones said about Von Kleist.
Right. Professor Stephen Jones from Brigham Young University adds weight to what we're saying. He said, the video in plain sight promotes the theory that a pod holds a missile under the wing of the 757, which hit World Trade Center 2. Careful inspection of the undercarriage of a standard 757 leads to the explanation that the so-called pod was merely a reflection from the bulged undercarriage.
Mm-hmm.
I find that the pod theory is very weak and distracts from central issues. Jones further explains how these misguided notions ridicule the whole 9/11 truth movement, and that those espousing weak and untestable claims should realize that they may be damaging the effort to achieve a rational debate of important issues by poisoning the process with junk science.
That's right. And in one of my stories, one of my articles, it's called The 9/11 Pods, I say, imagine somebody gets in an automobile accident or a motorcycle wreck. They bring him into the emergency room. He's all bloody and beat up, bones broken, blood flying everywhere, head split open, on and on and on. And the doctor comes in, and what he does is he starts operating on the hangnail. And the people in the room are saying, wait a second, look at this guy. He's on the verge of death. There's all these things seriously wrong with him. Why are you working on a hangnail? And that's what the POD is. It's a peripheral hangnail issue that so many people have spent so much time on, and it's a waste. It's a total waste. So, Dave, we're coming to you directly and saying, when you're down there in Tampa, don't worry about selling your videos. Don't worry about making money. Tell the truth. Right. Go for the crux issue.
Go for the throat, the controlled demolition. Hit them hard, hit them straight, and don't wander off on tangential side roads. We can't afford any more in this monkey business.
Right. Now, Lisa has some updates, too. First of all,
well, let's finish. Morgan Reynolds is also set to appear there. Joyce Riley, for whatever reason, she's
going to
be
there
speaking. I think Eric Hufschmidt.
Hopefully.
William Rodriguez. So we have a lot of faith that a lot of truth is going to come out in Tampa, and we're looking forward to those reports.
Right.
We'll update you on them as we hear.
Exactly. Okay, Rick Ryder. What's he doing up there?
Rick Ryder has been, battling with Professor Thomas Eagar over at MIT, who was involved in the bogus 9/11 Commission report. And turns out Professor Eagar is a master at disinformation, so he's, going to drop Professor Eagar because he's entrenched in his disinfo stance.
But he's also having some get-togethers.
Yep,
in his
movie nights are a big hit with Rick Ryder's group, and he's promoting a lot of 9/11 truth and New World Order truth to people who have never been exposed to it before. I really encourage anybody who can, get some people together in your living room or wherever and have these weekly movie nights.
Yeah. What he does is he puts out some of these Wing TV pens, which anyone can get with an order, puts out some business cards, flyers, whatever, and just starts a discussion.
This is a great way to promote casual get-togethers and open up new areas of discussion with people who previously didn't know anything. It's an excellent way to do it.
Right. How about Dave down in Dallas?
Got a call this morning from a man named Dave, who met with Cindy Sheehan a few days ago, I guess, in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And he handed her a copy of the Professor Jones report about the controlled demolition of World Trade Center. Now, Dave is a Wing TV viewer, and we met him in OKC.
Yep.
He's a great guy and becoming more and more active as time goes by.
And, so Dave, if you're watching this show, give us a call or drop us an email, because we have to ask you some questions, because I think we're going to write an article about this, how Cindy Sheehan has, and many others in the anti-war movement, have completely ignored 9/11. Well, now Cindy Sheehan has Professor Jones, the physics professor, 30-page report in her hands, and we're going to make an appeal to her to start speaking out. We'll see if she's for real or if she's just another control person.
This is a very
person.
Important thing that Dave has done by handing her this report, because in it is everything that Cindy Sheehan isn't talking about that needs to be talked about.
Right.
And with her mainstream media access, I think that she's one of the best people to get to start talking about this. Now we're going to see if you put your money where your mouth is, Cindy Sheehan. You want an end to the war. Go for the throat.
Okay, now we got something from Mr. Moore, who is an attorney, right?
Robert E. Moore, Jr., Esquire. He has been a Wing TV follower for a long time, and he sent some of his professional friends, in particular a man named Sean Campion, the information about controlled demolition. And this is the response he got from Mr. Campion,
who is also a lawyer, and we have permission to use their names.
Okay. Bob, I finally got a chance to read all the evidence related to the World Trade Center collapses. I admit, I was initially skeptical because pre-positioned explosives would mean a conspiracy of such monumentally diabolical proportions as to be unparalleled in human history, including Pearl Harbor. A pre-positioned explosives theory would mean extensive government highest echelons foreknowledge of a plane attack by Middle Eastern extremists similar to the government, Roosevelt's inner circle, foreknowledge of the Pearl Harbor attack. This is disturbing enough because it means the attack could have been prevented and was not prevented for political purposes. The pure murderous evil of the prepositioned explosives theory contends that a shadow agency within the government or hired illegally by the government like Nixon's ex-CIA plumber agents like G. Gordon Liddy knew about the attack and coordinated their own destructive efforts in conjunction with the attack. That would be like Roosevelt and his cronies sending a secret team of demolitionists to Pearl Harbor to plant explosives on all the battleships, which could be detonated simultaneously in conjunction with the Japanese plane attack in order to maximize damage and galvanize the country to get into the European war. I realize that the following implications are obvious, but I would like to express them just the same for the benefit of my mental health. If the prepositioned explosive theory is correct, which it's looking more and more to be, then that is one of the most evil, heinous, pre-planned mass murders in history. It would also assume the existence of a covert, government-controlled shadow group of such an extensive and powerful nature that has never before been seen in history. What kind of evil mind would have foreknowledge of a devastating attack, hijacked planes hitting the buildings, allow it to happen for political purposes, decide it might not be effective enough to galvanize public opinion for a subsequent war with Afghanistan and Iraq, and decide to coordinate their own elaborate simultaneous attack, which far outweighs the destruction of the original attack? To top off all that evil, the high-level criminals in the government would then have to feign outrage over the attacks and lie their way into more destruction and death by starting more wars. The term war pigs doesn't even begin to describe the evil minds at work here, the kinds of devious minds which could conceive of such long-term evil truly belong in the hottest, most infernal corner of hell, and we can't agree more.
That's about as good as it gets there. We're going to publish this letter on the Wing TV homepage
sometime.
Thank
you for Robert E. Moore sending that to us. We appreciate that.
As soon as Lisa read that to me one day, I was like, holy geez, this is as good as it gets. So we're going to put that up there for you. And lastly, we've got to read this email that we received late last night. It comes from a Mr. Nick Glaberson in Jerusalem, Israel. He says, "You're just a bunch of hate-mongering anti-Semites. Kiss my Jewish ass. Keep on thinking it's a government conspiracy. I can't wait for the Muslims to crush you." N. Glaberson, Jerusalem, Israel. Very nice. Very nice, Nick. It shows...
Very typical.
Yeah.
Very typical irrational response. Yeah. They cannot respond intelligently to any intelligent, serious questions, critical questions being raised about the Holocaust, Zionism, insert your word of
USS
choice.
Liberty,
right.
their involvement, pre-knowledge, 9/11, and on and on and on, the Lavon affair. So anyway...
This is how they respond.
Yeah. Now, we were going to talk about another individual, Gabriel Day.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll save that for tomorrow, Lisa. We're going to tell you a little bit about how people are operating behind the scenes to keep you from knowing about Wing TV and hearing what we're saying. So we'll put that off tomorrow. We'll give it some more time.
Right. The gatekeepers are still hypocrisy in motion, and we're going to prove it to you more and more as the days go by.
Right. And, you know, the thing, whether you love us, whether you hate us, there's one thing you can say about Wing TV. We're doing all this up front. We put our articles on the Wing TV homepage. We come out here on our TV show, on a radio show. Everything's right up front. What we say is broadcast for everyone to see and to hear.
And you know what? They prove us right with everything they do and everything they say. And tomorrow will be another example.
Right. And but the way they operate is always sneaking behind the scenes, surreptitiously, so nobody can see them.
Who does that remind you
of? Yeah. Who does that remind you of? And when you hear some of the examples of what's going on, you'll see the way these people operate. So we want to say, once again, thank you to everyone out there that not only tunes into Wing TV, but for wising up to these money-grubbing scumbags that want nothing but your money.
The people that watch Wing TV and tune into our show are some of the most proactive people on the planet, not just in America, all over the world. We thank you. We encourage you to keep up your good work and to amp it up a notch or two.
That's right. Tell everyone you know, not only about what we're doing, but about the truth. As I said earlier, if you're not doing something like that every day, what's your purpose? What's your purpose around here? We're out here every day, and we want you to also. And we're getting every single day examples of people becoming active. So we'll be back tomorrow with the radio version of Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
Make an impact. See you then.